Jesus in Christ. This is Duran Henriquez again coming to you on this podcast. Bear with me, if you wouldn't mind. I'm driving. I don't have anything that I'm looking at to read. I don't have any scriptures that I'm going to specifically be going over in that sense. I do have to kind of look at my GPS navigation to get home, just because I'm not familiar with the location of where I'm at. And with that being the case, again, I just ask that you bear with me. But I wanted to have this be kind of one of those things where there's a few things that have been on my mind. There's a few questions or, again, topics that can be kind of brought out and discussed. And they don't all necessarily have one to do with another. Just questions that kind of pop up. So one question is, the Bible does state and it does record, Christ says that it's hard for a rich man to enter into the kingdom of heaven. I believe, somewhat maybe paraphrasing if I don't get it correctly, that it is easier for a camel to go through the eye of a needle than for a rich man to enter into the kingdom of heaven. Now, I know that, or at least I recall, that it seemed that it took the disciples kind of by surprise. It kind of shook them for a moment to say, well, then who could be saved? If it's hard for a rich man, and we're poor, man, how? What I want to do now is think of it this way. If Jesus said it's harder or it's hard for a rich man to enter the kingdom of heaven, then let's start looking at it, the characteristics of a rich man. And I want to draw out some similarities. A rich man is obviously going to be someone that has money, someone that has wealth, possibly even a great distinction, someone known very highly. It may not be specifically that they're sought after for their intelligence or knowledge, but they are known for what they have. So when we look at some other characteristics of a rich man, and we're not going to sit here and say and go through the debate that I'm referring to every single rich person that there is, a rich man, as if the characteristic always fits this pattern. But if you take a rich man, the likelihood that he will have a costly array of clothing, costly homes, if not, obviously, one home, multiple homes. On top of that, valuables. And when you take those things into account as far as the characteristics, usually a rich man is very selfish, because they are rich for a purpose and they want to maintain that. I don't know of any rich men or man that is okay to be rich and then again to be broke. The rich man will always want to make sure that he has money to take care of himself and or his family if he has one. Which is understandable. That's not something to frown upon and say, well, should you not have the resources to take care of your family? That's not what we're pointing out. So, it is very much a, and I know some would argue, well, Bill Gates and others like him, they make so much money, they can't give it all away. Just walking down the street and you make, going a block, you've already made $100,000 or $40,000 or $20,000. I just can't give away the amount of money that I have when that's actually not true. If you could not give away all the money you have, then that would mean that you have all the money that there is to have. So you have a limitless supply, and we know that that's not the case. There's only one person that has a limitless supply, and that is God himself. But I digress from going further that way. Just bringing it back, let's kind of summarize up just a few of these characteristics that we brought out. So one, when we think about it, a rich man has goods, has costly goods usually. They are usually well known, sought after, looked up to. At the same time, because of wanting to remain rich, they are selfish. Not shellfish, selfish. So, just wanted to throw that out there and make sure we're all on the same page. But, now what I want to do is, on the comparative side, and not dealing with that specific line of scripture that Jesus specifically states, that it's easier for a rich, or for the camel to go through the eye of a needle than for a rich man to enter into the kingdom of heaven. What we want to look at is Revelation chapter 3, I believe, where it begins going over the seven churches. When you look at the last church, that church is called the Church of Laodicea. And I know I will be paraphrasing some things on this that I won't get 100% accurate as far as word for word. But please, you know, bear with me in the sense of to know that I don't have the Bible right in front of me and I haven't, unfortunately, memorized the scripture yet. But the characteristics of the Laodicean church, or the Church of Laodicea, is that they are increased with goods. They are in need of nothing. Obviously, after going through what they characterize themselves as, Christ then has to tell them their true character, that they're poor, wretched, miserable, blind, and naked. And not specifically in that order, I know. But that being the case, it sounds very similar. And go ahead and do the comparison. Write it out. Go to the verses and look them up. Look up the characteristics of the Laodicean church. Look at the characteristics of what a rich man would be, potentially. In a good roundabout, not basing it off one specific person that you may think you know, or that you may even know personally, someone that is a millionaire, multimillionaire, and they're a really great person. They give a lot of money away to charity and so forth on. We're looking at it as an overall. The reason we're doing this comparison is if it's easier for that camel to go through the eye of a needle than for a rich man to enter into the kingdom of heaven, why exactly is that? When you look at the chapter in Revelation, Jesus gives the description of what the actual characteristics are of that person, which is why they are in need to buy of him gold tried in the fire, buy of him eye salve, that they may see and that they may hear. The true characteristic of the Laodicean church is that they're good. I got this, God. I don't need anything. I mean, in reality, I don't need you. I'm good. I'm doing well. You know, I went to Southern and got my degree. I found a wife and we have a beautiful family. I have a great job. I have a great, you know, community that, you know, we always go to church every week, Sabbath, you know, whether we're church hopping and going and eating fellowship with different churches here in the, all within, you know, the 5 to 10 mile radius that we have, and it's just great. I have a great life. Yeah, I mean, there's days that may not be the absolute best, but overall, man, I have a good life. I don't really need anything. But in reality, I'm miserable, poor, wretched, blind, naked. That's my character. That's the character of the person in the Laodicean church that has not fully realized or has not realized to an extent at all their need of Christ. That rich man can't enter into the kingdom of heaven because his character is likened unto that. He's poor, miserable, blind, wretched, naked. Because the money is not what you take to heaven with you. It is your character. So if a rich man is to enter the kingdom of heaven, it has no bearing on how rich he is. The wealth and prosperity mean nothing because you don't take that with you. The Laodicean church will not take their, I'm doing okay, I'm in need of nothing. They will only take their characters with them to heaven. And if their character truly, even though what they say and how it appears that all is well, I'm increased with goods, I'm rich, I'm healthy, I'm fine, I'm good, I'm in need of nothing. I'm well known, you know, people look up to me, people look out for me, people want to be me, people want to have the money I have, the status I have, the friends I have, the connections I have. But in reality, I'm miserable. I'm poor, blind, and naked. I don't want to beat this with a, you know, beat a dead horse with a stick, going over and over and saying it over and over again. But repetitious repeatings of just going over it again and again helps to solidify it in our minds, especially if it is true. Test this out by Scripture. See if what I just said to you is true. Don't just take my word for it. But as I, in a sense, close out on this podcast, truly, will a rich man enter into the kingdom of heaven? Well, that's not what the scripture said. The scriptures didn't say if a rich man will enter. It says it is hard because it is a hard thing to do to fight self. It is a hard thing to do to deny self. And that's exactly what this battle is about. Denying self, being selfless, not selfish. But my brothers and my sisters, may God be with you. May the Holy Spirit lead and guide you, teach you in all things today and throughout the rest of this week and through the rest of your life. I thank you for spending time with me now. And as I close, by God's grace, if I have the ability to speak with you next time, I'll talk to you then.